The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I woke up this morning feeling nervous, and I don't like that feeling. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And let me explain. So people are coming over to our house. And when people come over to our house, I need my house to make sure it looks like no one lives in it. I must scrub from top to bottom. I must wash every dish. I must put everything away that doesn't belong. I want the house to look like a model home. Like when you, you know, when you turn
on... We won't even have a magazine on the counter. There won't be a dish in sight.
There's magazines on the coffee table to make it look like we read. Like things like that. But okay. No dishes in sight. No glasses in sight. No nothing in sight. I don't want a napkin. I don't want anything. And so I have to do this. This process takes a long time. So I'm nervous from the day before till the day of. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
I know you don't, Automatic, because you're like, hey, I invited so-and-so over, and then you don't do anything. Well, and I have to do it all.
I will vacuum, and I will straighten out the blankets on the couches.
Oh, yes, the blankets on the couch. That's one thing I'm not getting rid of. I don't want anybody sitting on my white couch.
Who came up with the idea of the blankets on the couch?
You did, DJ Automatic.
We don't have plastic. We have blankets.
We're up a notch. We moved up a level in life, you know?
So, wait, you get nerve-ridden? Like, you were nervous about people? Why are people coming over your house anyway?
Automatic invites them. But that's not the point. The point is that it needs to look a certain way. And then when everybody leaves, then we have to clean up after everybody. And then it's a process.
So it sounds like it's you battling your own cleansingness. I don't know.
It is. Anthony, it is actually me battling myself in my own head.
To what else it sounds like? It sounds like we're not having a big game party. That's what it sounds like.
No, we're not having a big game party because I just can't afford deviled eggs. That's basically what that is. That's not what we're having. We're not having a party because of that.
Deviled eggs are gross.
What?
Yeah, deviled eggs are disgusting, dog. Ugh.
I've never been offended, but I'm offended at what you just said.
What are you talking about?
Deviled eggs are something that you should only eat in private. No, you should not eat deviled eggs around other people.
They're delicious. I've seen you take a banana down like nobody else, yet you're a little apprehensive about eating a deviled egg?
Well, deviled eggs are devils going in and devils coming out.
Oh, yeah, well.
All right. Yeah. Let me enjoy my potassium.
The process doesn't happen, though, within like 30 minutes.
Yeah, granted, but it functifies the whole room, as my cousin would say.
You know what? And then that's going to make me nervous about the people coming over. National Day, Anthony A.
Today, we are celebrating National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, my gosh. I feel myself gaining 10 pounds just thinking about it.
You guys want to hear the rumored and alleged origin story of Fettuccine Alfredo? That there was a chef named Alfredo who was worried that his pregnant wife had a lack of appetite. So he whipped up noodles, cheese, and some butter, and that got her eating again. Therefore, he added it to the menu at his restaurant.
You realize there's no cream in Fettuccine Alfredo. We make it wrong in the U.S.
I was going to say, why is it creamy then?
Because the butter and the cheese. If you make it right, it's only butter and cheese. And why is it when I was like a teenager, I felt fancy ordering Fettuccine Alfredo?
It was my favorite dish.
Right? I still feel fancy eating it.
Shout out to Olive Garden.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is when we break down the biggest down of the DM of the week. And today, Joseph contacted me because his girlfriend, Natalie, they've been in a relationship for, I think, like 6 months. He thinks she's talking to other guys. That is the down in the DM. A DM is a direct message. That's coming up next. And I told Joseph, maybe these are her friends. And he said, no, I think it's going down. So here's the end of that down in the DM. Take a listen.
I don't like the idea of you hanging out with some other dude, gay or not. Don't make a difference.
You know what? I'm so glad that I know this now because it's the beginning. And honestly, like thinking about dating you is like dating a caveman. And I'm not your property.
That's the moment she hung up. He was trying to tell her who her friends could be.
Yeah.
So earlier in that conversation, she explained she's been friends with Mikey since high school. And now, you know, her boyfriend of 6 months, Joseph, says you can't be friends with Mikey anymore. What is wrong with you?
Man, Mikey and then boyfriend Joseph jumped off the deep end and made me wonder, what is him and his friends doing that has him so jealous whenever she goes out and hangs out with her friends? I've had my guy friends do the exact same things to their girlfriends where they don't allow their girlfriend to go out because of what he wants to do when we go out. And it's like, I think it's the little, what is it? The pot calling the kettle black or something like that. I'm not sure if that's the right one.
It is. And basically what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander. And honestly, the whole, right when you just said that, though, the whole allow their girls, That should
That's
not,
a thing, though.
That's a not good. No. If you have to ask permission, that is not good. And I love the fact that Natalie, 6 months in, is like, you know what? It's early. Bye.
Well, she doesn't feel the mutual respect for her and her life. And he's not, and she's smart enough to not let a man dictate what she's going to do and who she's going to hang out with.
And automatic, what you just said right there, he was so disrespectful about her friend, the way he talked about him and his lifestyle or whatever the case may be. You should be with somebody who trusts you. If I want to go out with my girlfriends, you know, of course we have the conversation, Otto. I don't just pick up and leave the house like I'm leaving, like, you know, but I've never once, I cannot recall one time that you said, you can't go. What?
Most of the time I'm inviting you. But the other thing I want to take it back to is sometimes your friends aren't always great for you. And I know that you've looked out for me before and told me, hey, you shouldn't hang out with that person anymore. And it wasn't another girl. It was other guys. So I think that it's not always the case that you could, that your friends are always going to be good for
that
you.
That was a totally different scenario, though. This is this man telling her, you can't hang out with anybody I don't approve of. That is not in her best interest. I had your best interest at heart, automatic, because the people that you were friends with were using you for money and DJ gigs and everything else. This guy is just telling Natalie, only if I approve, and I don't approve of you hanging out with Mikey, who you've known since high school. So I love that she chose her high school friend over this caveman Joseph.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I could not believe this story. Turn the radio up. This man in Atlanta has a stroke. He goes to the hospital because his brain is bleeding. They remove part of his skull. And when he's scheduled to have the skull put back on his head, hospital says, we lost it.
What?
Oh, heads went rolling.
Yeah, partial heads went rolling, Anthony A. Yeah, so his name is Fernando, and his family could not believe what doctors and nurses told them. But it's true. They just can't find the man's bones. So they rescheduled, said, we're going to put a plastic bone in there. Here's the kicker. They charged him $250,000.
After they lost his face?
I would say they're outside their mind, but he's the only one outside of his mind.
Damn.
He has a lawyer. He has there a lawyer. I'm sure he'll be getting millions and his skull back.
Imagine losing somebody's skull like you lost your keys. Like, oh my God, I can't find it. Where's it at?
And it's going to be $250,000 for us to fix it.
That's horrible.
My thoughts are with you, brother.
Oh, your thoughts need to be with these victims over here. This woman, she had a porch pirate that was just taking her packages daily. So she mailed herself an Apple AirTag, hoping that these jerks would show up and swipe that package. And guess what? They did. They took it home. She saw where they live. She called the cops. Cops went over there and they found her stuff and a dozen other people's stuff.
Oh my gosh. So hopefully this guy got charged.
He did. He's going to jail.
All I thought is if only the doctors had put an Apple AirTag on that man's skull.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why did Kendrick Lamar start beefing with Drake and J. Cole and everybody? He is speaking on it. We have the audio. But first, DJ Automatic, what you got with celebrities?
The first announcement I have to make is about Irv Gotti. He has passed away. He had a massive stroke.
Oh, such a difficult time for his family, I'm sure.
Yeah, condolences to the family. RIP. I also want to take time to shout out Lil Wayne because New Orleans gave him his own day yesterday.
Oh, wow. Was that his big announcement?
Yes, it was. Oh, so I'm happy for Lil Wayne. He was super proud of that.
He still hurt, you know, with Super Bowl, but that got to make him feel better. And speaking of which, you know, we had our team behind the scenes at the Apple Music promotion for the big game. Kendrick Lamar on stage talking about his performance. And of course, he was asked, what about the beef with Drake? I was shocked by this answer.
My intent was to always keep, I think from day one, was to always keep the nature of it as a sport. You know, I don't care how look at it as far as like, as a collaborative effort, you know, that's cool too. But I love when artists grit their teeth. Like, I still watch battle raps. I still watch Smack URL from Myrtle Mook to Lux to Tay Rock. You know, my bro Daylight. This has always been the core definition of who I am, and it's been that way since day one. So I don't think it was a thing for this year. It was always just a continuum. And what I will say about this year, it was more from a space where I think a lot of people was putting rap to the back, and you didn't see that. You didn't see that grit. So I always took that in consideration in going into any type of my music.
Pay attention to what he said. I didn't do it for Drake. He did it for hip hop.
I love that answer.
Gosh, and I was believe blown it. Away.
because I started making me think, and he does test people. Because remember the control verse with Big Sean, where he started dissing Big Sean in his own song. He's always wanting to make people better.
Oh, sure, but he still doesn't like Drake.
But he still doesn't like Drake.
He don't like Drake. Nah. But he made it clear that he did it for the love of the music, which he always has had in his heart from the very beginning. And that, to me, it was a very surprising answer.
Remember when I told you that Kendrick Lamar was going to save hip-hop?
I do, because there was a little lull. You were like, man, we need something, you know, we need something. And he made Drake rap better. He made J. Cole rap better. He made Wiz Khalifa get
in on it. He raised the bar.
Yes.
He did it for the culture.
And he won. I can't wait to see him this Sunday.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.